So what makes a good chair?
A good chair is something that I don't have to duct tape or or nail together to keep it up. It's something that's fairly solid and that will hold up in the weather. Florida's fairly unforgiving in its weather pattern, so it's either going to be beating hot sun, driving rain. Those break down chair material. So if it's a good, thick, hard plastic, I love those. I love wicker, even though you wouldn't think wicker would do well in Florida. I love it maybe on a creativity level because I can do a lot of things to it, and it holds color really well. And I love metal. Metal cast iron chairs that maybe were cast offs from the 80s and 90s that people don't like anymore in their yard. I love to take those and kind of dress them up.
Can't metal get too hot, though?
It can, but you can do seating things with it. You can put a cushion on it. I've got some sewing skills. I sell hammocks on the side, too, so I sew a little pillow sometimes and throw them on a chair.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite chair that you've done? Can you describe it for us?
Oh, my favorite chair. You know what? It would have to be... Oh, this is kind of a sad story, too. It was a dining room chair, and it was upholstered, but I kind of weatherproofed the upholstering with a canvas, maybe it was polyester-based, which you think would get hot, but it didn't. And I painted the chair kind of bluish-green, and then I wheat-pasted this really cherubic face onto the back. And wheat paste is something like a paper mache base, and you can just paint it onto things to stick it on and weatherproof the paper that you're sticking onto whatever surface. So it was a really, really cute, really great colors, really functional chair, but it only lasted an hour when it was out at the stop because it was so cute. It saw it and snatched it right up. So, yeah, it's bittersweet.
Is that the fastest or shortest amount of time a chair's been out?
I think it was. Yeah, an hour. Usually, if anything, it's maybe 3 hours for people to take it away. But an hour, I think, was the fastest.
So, I mean, you were kind of recently outed by the local newspaper here. How have things changed in that short amount of time for this project and you as an artist?
Well, we're having the interview right now. This has completely changed. I tried to take kind of a Banksy approach to it, not put my face to it before. And it was kind of fun to be this little Robin Hood of public transit, you know, like putting out chairs for people who couldn't afford a place to sit. And I love that aspect of it. But then there was such a big feedback about it. I just thought it could have moved on more. And actually, my boyfriend brought it up to me saying how if this is about more than you, if this is about people having places to sit, then you need to spread the word and get other people to do it too. And so so if it's changed for me, it's that I see that other people are excited about it, and I'm hoping that I'm excited that I can get them excited enough to maybe want to do something themselves.